talking with Robert Brown of the Archives of American Art, who feels that my early days in the art world and how I got there are of some importance. Whether they are, I'm going to try to tell them as I remember how I did sort of almost accidentally get into the art business, which is that in those early years we just called ourselves picture dealers. And I had to go to work as a very young man. I was needed in the family.
Well, you lived here around Boston?
Yes, I lived in Boston all my life. Mm-hmm. And my father was not, there were my brother, older brother and myself were the only ones that were able to provide for a family of seven. And so both of us left school and went to work. And I was about, let me see, when was the election of, the first election of Coolidge? 24?
24, I think.
Yeah.
1924.
I went to work about 1924. And riding a bicycle as a Western Union messenger, which at the moment seemed to be rather a romantic kind of a job with a uniform on and all that business. But I soon tired of that, and I just gave it up. And I had got, therefore, after one job after another, in machine shops in South Boston, a bookbinding shop, and then finally in a firm of attorneys that, as I remember, everybody in my family thought, oh gee, that's really great. It was the firm of Ropes Gray, Boyden and Perkins, who had hired me, of course, because they wanted someone just to do the most menial kind of work.
Yeah, but this firm has great prestige here in Boston.
But it has great prestige, exactly. And but nevertheless, I somehow there was invoked a respect in you. I forget his political position here, but B. Loring Young was a member of the firm, and people were sort of aware of him. And the Ropes Gray, there were only three of them living, I forget which, but you were just told by the secretaries you must not do anything to upset any of those men. So they were as though they were the potentates, all of them. And there were hats were taken immediately. They came in, and there was always someone waiting for them to give them, and then their office and their secretaries were always there. And so I had about a year. I stayed with them about a year, and I, in my rather ignorant way, I said to the manager, mind you, I hadn't gone to high school. I said, but I knew that he liked me, and I got on very well. But I went down to him one day, and I said he had a time I'd like to have a serious talk with him. And I asked him whether there would be a chance if I were to try to make a career at Ropes